This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Play School, located in Manson's Hall, is extending their childcare services. I spoke with Hannah Schwarzentruber, the new lead facilitator of the Play School. Hannah, what is your background in early childhood education?
I am currently plucking away at my diploma, but I have my early childhood educator assistant license to practice, and so I've been operating on that.
And how long have you been in this position at Manson's Hall?
I have been here since January.
Were you also working locally before January of this year?
I was working with families directly. I had a number of families that I would provide childcare for generally the full day. Like, it was usually a 4 to 6 hour gig. There was a number of families that I was juggling, and then actually in the fall, in late August, I was approached by a group of parents on the island in light of this Manson's Hall Play School not being able to find staff. They wanted to create a group childcare opportunity for their kids in an outdoor environment. And so they had heard that I had built up some rapport with some of the kids and asked me if I would be willing to facilitate that. So it was me and a group of generally only 4 to 6 kids showed up, and then I would have a parent helper that assist with some of the logistics of keeping eyes on everyone.
Are you still offering that now?
I am offering it, but I have since, I was living in Whale Town at the time at Blue Jay, and so I was keen to offer it to the Whale Town community, but since then I have moved to Manson's, have restarted an outdoor program, which I'm offering on Wednesdays at Manson's Lagoon with a small group of kids that were doing the group in Whale Town. And they actually asked me, it was heartwarming. We had started the play school up again, and yeah, some families had tried it out and decided that they weren't as keen on this environment, and so they asked me to restart an outdoor program, and I was very happy to do that because that's definitely where my passion is, being outside with kids.
You are now running the play school. How often and when is that operating in addition to this Wednesday outdoor program that you do at Manson's Lagoon?
So the play school is operating on Tuesdays and Thursdays every week, and we actually upgraded our licensing to operate from 9 to 4 every day. The previous program was 9 to 1, but through feedback from families, we have been able to expand our services and are now open from 9 to 4.
Amazing. Yeah. So that's twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, the play school is open from 9 to 4.
Yes.
And the requests from families, is there any more details as to why they wanted that?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of things at play. There's some parents that have to work. Fortunately for a lot of Cortez parents, I think there's a lot of parents that are able to work from home, especially with COVID. A lot of jobs have shifted to online platforms, and so they've been able to work at home. If they have a longer day, it's nice for them to be able to actually make it through their work day before they have to pick up their kid. Most jobs are more than 4 hours a day. Being able to serve those parents is really awesome. It takes a lot to get around Cortez, and so families in Whale Town that were making their way all the way up to Manson's, a 4 hour stretch of time only really gives them a couple hours of respite. Yeah, both of those things were motivating factors for expanding the service.
What motivated you to enter the early educator industry?
A number of things. I've been working with kids in an unofficial way since I was a kid myself. I think about the state of the world and the climate crisis and all of these things going on. I view it as an upstream approach to addressing the situation. Working with kids and being able to instill in them a love of the natural world and a love of each other and working together and It just gives me hope to be able to work with kids at such an early time in their life. And I think especially coming here to Cortez, there's such a legacy of outdoor education and working with kids on the land. There's so much energy in the community that I'm only just starting to tap into that's really empowering for me as I seek to address some of these bigger issues.
Now you have an extended childcare opportunity here, 9 to 4 twice a week, plus you offer the Wednesday.
It's 10:30 to 2:30. This community needs more, and it's been asking for more, and I'm honored that it's finally happening.
To find out more about the Cortez Play School or to register your child, email mansonshall@gmail.com. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.